band had actually broken up in 1967 when their music took off. It really did take off, defining the 60s in an incredible way.
They broke up in Brooklyn.
Very professional, great, fantastic sound. It can really rock your evening. They're incredibly tall, these people.
Tall?
Except for the one person like me who's short. You'll see what I mean.
The
next band, Sound, helped define the British invasion with songs like She's Not There, Time of the Season, direct from London, Colin Bluestone, Rod Argent, The Zombies!
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think so.
And a very warm welcome to this beautiful theatre this evening. We just played a couple of tunes that the Zombies recorded in the very early years, say, 64, 65. And now we're going to play a song which we recorded in the summer of love. So I hope some of the feeling that went into this record will be in you tonight. It's a song called Time of the Season. It's the time of the season, the bronze eye in the stars, give it to me easy. Let me try. very much. Thank you. Well, we're going to do a song now which directly came out of Time of the Season, because not a lot of people know this story, but when we split up originally in 1967, before Time of the Season came out, I have to say, we split up. And Jim Rodford on the bass there and I formed Argent, which was the next band. We went to Germany and we did the classic thing of playing six shows a night just to weld the band together again. And one night, as you can imagine, we used to have to vary what we were playing. We played a version of Time of the Season. We went to a riff that we'd never played before, just improvised it. And in the audience was Chris White, the original bass player from the Zombies. He heard this riff, loved it, and started to write a song, which became the biggest hit Argent ever had. And we'd love to do that for you now. It's called Hold Your Head.
Thank you.
It's been a real joy to come here and play for you this evening on this great show. Every act on this show is brilliant, and it's been a joy for us to be here playing. And before we finish, do our last song, I just want to introduce you to the band on the guitar. It's a fantastic player. Some of you may have seen him years ago on Live Aid when he played with Nick Kershaw, the original Live Aid. Some of you may have seen him on the Buckingham Palace concerts more recently where he played with Tom Jones. He's been with John Heisman's Coliseum, and he's one of the most sought-after players, Mr. Keith Airey, on the guitar. And on the bass, we've got something of a legend to us locally, but also to the world globally, because locally, he was at the very first Zombies ever rehearsal, way back outside. One day we met outside the Blacksmith's Arms, a pub, on a windy, rain-swept day in England, in St Albans, in 1961. Jim was there. He was there loaning us the gear because he was in the top local band at the time. We asked him to join, and he said no at the time because he was in a great local band. But years later, he became the founder member with me of Argent, and then after Argent split up for 20 years and on their biggest ever selling records in the US, he was based there with the Kinks. He's played with Lonnie Donegan, he's played with the Animals in his time, and others too numerous to mention. Fantastic player, Mr. Jim Rodford on the bass. Drums, actually, sometimes people come up to us with old Argent albums. There's one called All Together Now, the one that Hold Your Head Up came from, and there's a picture of all of us on the front with all our family and friends and everything. And to the left-hand corner of the album, there's this sweet-faced little boy who turned out, in spite of all the life he's been through, he's still got a sweet face. He's turned out, well, he was always Jim's son, but he's turned out to be one of the most fantastic drummers, our favourite drummer of all to play with, Steve Rodford on the drums. If any of you want a memento of this evening, there were some CDs that have just been sent over from England. We've got a live CD called Live at the Bloomsbury Theatre, which has had fantastic reviews in Mojo, in the Times, etc. It's on the merch desk if anyone wants to buy it. But we would love to finish with the first big hit that we had in the US. This one is called, and thank you so much for coming to see us, this one is called She's Not There.